I usually say there aren't any guarantees in business, but I do think there is one. Hey there, this is Kelly McCauzy from Love, People, and Make Money. This is episode number 34. Let's have some coffee together and talk about an almost foolproof, rock solid, ironclad guarantee about the only one I will ever give you. And that is this. You cannot spend time with your people and not end up creating inspired content. The reverse is also true. You cannot create inspired content and not end up spending time with your people. It's this amazing effect that I've seen as I've built my own business on these twin foundations of content marketing and community building. Both in my own business and in working with my clients. So it's a guarantee. My observation of the effect is just amazing and proven out over and over again. But you can throw a stopper into the mix. Like if you create amazing content, but you never ever share it, you know, hey, it's darn hard for your people to find you when you're not promoting yourself. And you could spend all your time with your people and never sit down to create content that they can respond to, you know? So you can stop it from happening by simply not taking, you know, suitable action. But if you take the action, I promise you, it creates what you want. So I'm recording this episode in the first weekend of October 2019. I've just wrapped up the 10th anniversary Stretch Yourself Challenge. On my previous episode, I was talking to you about a week before the end, and I was already just like floating on cloud nine, so jazzed by what was happening in the challenge. And now that it is over and done with, I can tell you guys some really exciting things about it. So 91 people were registered for the Stretch Yourself Challenge. 50 people finished. That's over 50%. Became a badass finisher and won a prize. They chose between a badass finisher mug or some decadent send out cards, brownies. Of those finishers, more than half of them reached 150 points to earn a private one-on-one call with me as a bonus gift. So I've got a lot of conversations coming up. I had 11 people earn more than 250 points. And, you know, as you listen to this, if you were not part of the challenge, the points, it doesn't hold any meaning for you, but they were offered opportunities to earn extra credit. And the extra credit was focused around content creation and engaging meaningfully in the community, creating those powerful relationships that will serve them for years to come. That's what I rewarded them for. And so 11 people earned more than 250 points. And those 11 people claimed high achiever prizes like a VIP day with me, or a year of membership in Momentum Coaching Mastermind, or Voxer Coaching, or tickets to my events. It was pretty stinking awesome to see how many people succeeded. and really, really stretching themselves. In the month, we met together as a group 16 times, and they earned points for showing up. They earned points if they couldn't show up live. They earned points for watching the replay and sharing a golden nugget in the community. So amazing engagement was created by that, and I got to spend time with lots of people 4 times a week in the Zoom room, and then every day of the week in the Facebook community. And that's when it really occurred to me, like, that's when the thought, you cannot spend time with your people and not end up creating inspired content, really hit me. I've always said spending time with my community was important to getting out of a funk with my content marketing. But man, during the Stretch Yourself Challenge, I came up with content and ideas for products that who knows when that would have popped up for me if I hadn't spent such time with them. I have my Trello board is full of content and products to develop in the future. Oh, you listen. You know, I so value community. I value the creation of a mutual experience. It's not all about me. And yet, I get to play there. I get to create what I want. I get to be inspired and then go create the content and share it some more. And because we're so engaged with each other, I get a quick feedback on the content. It's an experience. It's a generator. It's like pouring the gas on flames. I love it so much, you guys. It's happening right now. I want to share something with you. I'm upper limiting. I've been upper limiting constantly for like the last 6 weeks. Upper limiting is a term from Gay Hendricks' book, The Big Leap, where he talked about, I just caught myself on something. Hold on. Okay, so The Big Leap is introduces the idea that there are 4 zones that you could operate in. Zone of incompetence, meaning you don't know what you're doing. Zones of competence, which means you know what you're doing, but you know, there are a lot of people who can do it better than you. Zone of excellence, you're really, really good at what you do. And zone of genius, you do it like no one else. Community building, creating a mutual experience, creating a space, inviting people into it, trusting them to be powerful and create what they want. This is my zone of genius. This is my place. And I just said I've been upper limiting for the last 6 weeks, but I don't think that's the right answer. Upper limiting is when you come up against the limit of what you can do and feel deeply uncomfortable with it, and then typically sabotage. So some people will upper limit and sabotage so that they can stay in a low zone, incompetence, competence, excellence. Their ego wants to keep them safe there. So they sabotage so that they can point at their own actions and say, well, this is why I didn't succeed. But I'm moving out into my zone of genius. And so upper limiting doesn't seem like the right word for it. It's what's happened for the last 6 weeks as I've moved into the challenge, through the challenge, and now out of the challenge, getting ready to head off to Atlanta for Exposure and Profit, the live event. I feel these moments where I recognize I used to upper limit. on this sort of a feeling of amazing. It feels like, look, what I'm doing is working. The feedback is wonderful. It's creating what I want. And there's this heady, breathy moment of, oh my gosh, this is so cool. But I don't upper limit because I'm in my zone of genius. There's just this moment of feeling it like this is as far as I've ever been. This is as good as I've ever felt. And take a deep breath. Let's keep going. I am willing to let that feeling grow. Like there's no limit to what I can do and create in my life when I'm operating in my zone of genius. It is a powerful, heady, intoxicating feeling. I'm a little hooked on the word intoxicating lately, if you've heard me use it too much. So upper limiting is not the right thing to say. It's I am expanding. So when I run into that feeling of, I've never experienced quite this level of powerful success before. And instead of freaking out and sabotaging, I take a deep breath. I feel it. I'm grateful for it. And I say, am I willing to have more? And the answer is yes. And so there's no upper limiting. There's just continuing to expand and grow. I'm so excited. I freaking love what I do. I want this for you, listener. I want this for you. Wherever you are in building your business, if you're spending a little time in the zone of incompetence because you're learning new software, tackling some new process, then don't despise it. Work through it. You're going to move from incompetence to excellence if it's what you love doing. And then as you get up into the zone of excellence, you're going to get a whiff of what's possible, what is possibly your zone of genius, so that you can chase after that. And for me, that was a hell of a process of 17 amazing years. And I don't think it takes everyone that long. All right. Let me regather my thoughts. So if you have not read The Big Leap, please do. I recommend it so often because it was one of the most amazing books that created awareness for me that I could respond to and choose newly. I love that book, The Big Leap, and then the next one, The Joy of Genius. Get the books. All right. How long have I been talking? I got lost a little bit. All right. We've been going for 13 minutes. I'm trying to keep these solo episodes somewhere around 20 minutes to keep them really easy to chew on. So I said, you cannot spend time with your people and not end up creating inspired content. You cannot create inspired content and not end up spending time with your people. Unless you don't sit down to create the content, unless you don't promote the content. So that came up in discussions. One gal said, well, I spend time with my people. I go where they are. I hang out with them and I come home with tons of ideas. But I never sit down and do anything with my notes. So, that's a stopper. Like you could have, and some people do literally have piles of spiral notebooks of notes or mass loads of sticky notes or well-organized Trello boards and Evernote folders full of ideas. If you don't prioritize those ideas, pick something to take action on, they are not doing you much good. So I would recommend if you have a crap ton of notes, get my idea hoarders training, because that is all about Like, what do you, let's do something with all those ideas. Let's prioritize, figure out what is now important to take action on, and then set all those other ideas into next and maybe someday files so that they're not muddying up your head. Have you ever met someone at an event and you just know they're amazing? They talk about things that interest you. They're so appealing and attractive to you. And they're talking about what they're going to do when they get home. And you're excited about it. I get excited about it. Then a year goes by and you're back at the same event and you meet them again. And they're still like super attractive to you. And their conversation is so compelling. And so I'll ask, like, you know, show me what you've done since we last came together. I don't remember seeing anything. And they say, yeah, I really haven't taken any action yet. I have a lot of ideas, but oh, I don't know where to start. I've had this experience with people 3, 4, 5 years in a row of bumping into them again, loving them, but they're not creating anything that I can respond to. So in between these live experiences, I forget about them. They're not publishing content. They're not setting up their website. They're not building a list. They're not creating offers. And these are the people who it makes my heart hurt, because I want to grab them and say, you know, come work with me. I'll help you get these ideas out of your head and onto paper. That's really, it's one of my super powers is helping somebody get their expertise out of their head onto the internet for people to respond to. And, you know, if I'm describing you, just stop it. Just stop letting yourself exist in this state of constant overwhelm with your ideas. Figure out the one thing you want to take action on. Create content around and then create an offer for. Choose something. I know in your head you've got like 50 different directions you want to go in, but choose one and get it out there. Create that inspired content and then promote it. That's what Stretch Yourself Challenge has been all about. Create the content, promote the content, connect with real people, have real conversations where people learn who you are and what you do and who you want to serve, so that you have some accountability around what you're creating. You know, if you've just been through the Stretch Yourself Challenge and you actively participated, you've got people who know your secrets that you've been keeping, that you're awesome, and they're going to be following up with you. Or you're going to follow up with them and say, hey, remember I said I was going to do this. I have been procrastinating. Would you please kick my butt? And you've got a dozen people willing to turn around and give you a whole bunch of crap about not having followed through. In order to be a finisher in the Stretch Yourself Challenge, you had to actually finish a challenge. So I'm excited because now all of these people have this experience of finishing that they may not have had before or have had recently. Oh man, it's so good. Thoughts I want to leave you with today. If you're struggling to create inspired content, spend time with your people intentionally. I don't mean just hang out in a Facebook group. I mean get in groups with people. Invite people to have conversations with you. Have virtual coffee. Open up a Zoom room and say, you know, hey, would 3 or 4 people join me to talk about this? Give of yourself freely to spend time with people, to hear their issues. Let your advice flow freely, because the words that come out of your mouth in response to their issues will blow you away and lead to the creation of great content. If you get in a room with four or five people and they all talk about a problem they're having, and you have an inspired moment of, here's what my experience suggests, write that down. That's the seed of a new item of content. Go to live events, participate in masterminds, get into group coaching programs. That you're about to have a wonderful, super affordable opportunity to experience some live group coaching programs through the Great Big Life and Biz Bundle, which is coming out in just a couple of weeks. The premium version of that bundle will have several live group coaching experiences with experts. And you're going to be able to get to know those experts, but you're also going to be getting to know your fellow marketer. And I bet you find someone there who you share an interest with, who you could then, you know, proceed to get to know better. Spend time with people. Note what comes out of your mouth. Those are the seeds of inspired content. Then create the content. Write the blog post, record the video, do the live stream, create the graphic, do the thing, and then promote it like crazy. Starting with those people who inspired the content in the first place. Go back and say, Tina Two-Step, you asked me this question. It inspired this idea. I created this blog post. I wanted to share it with you. Would you please share it with others? It's so easy and warm and friendly to do, and go for it. I think that just about wraps me up this week. I spend time with my community in group challenges, group experiences, in my community, in person, at events, at retreats. I come home, I sit down, I create the content, and then I come back and I share it with you again. And then it starts all over again. It's the content and community guarantee. I 100% believe in it. You can stop it, but just stop that. Stop stopping and let the magic happen. Thanks for spending this time with me. Come on back to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com. That's where you'll find on my products page, you'll find that idea hoarders training. I highly suggest it. If you want to get a copy of the Stretch Yourself Challenge self-study, that is there. And please check out my upcoming events. I'd love to meet you in person. Till next time, bye-bye.